Christian Parenting.
Welcome to Pardon the Mess. I'm your host, Courtney DeFeo, and on this podcast, we talk about raising kids as Christian parents. It's so very important for me to honor God with my family and the two kids that He's given me, but honestly, it's not always neat or easy or tidy, but it's always worth it. So join us every week to laugh and learn together on this beautiful and messy journey of parenting. Resilient, courageous. These are qualities we want to describe our faith in God. But the truth is that faith is hard, especially when trials, setbacks, and failures seem to define us. Author and Bible teacher Alexandra Hoover invites you to join her for her newest Bible study, Without Wavering, Resilient Faith Built on the Promises of God. Alexandra Hoover will offer encouraging words of hope and examples of unwavering faith from the Bible. Drawing inspiration from the examples of faith in Hebrews 11 and the early church, you'll see that life's challenges don't have to define you. Through hope in Christ, you can become the woman who weathers the storms of life with renewed strength and confidence in who God is and who He says you are. Learn more about Without Wavering at lifeway.com/without-wavering. That's lifeway.com/without-wavering. Okay, friends, we're back with another couple, a great couple, Lauren and Chris Tomlin. And I'm assuming most of you know that Chris Tomlin is a Grammy Award winning and like 1.3 bazillion Dove Award winning singer and songwriter, and Lauren is just as spectacular. We go way back. We're going to talk about that in this episode. Our moms were actually friends and went to Auburn together and were in each other's weddings. And so it was super cool how we got to meet later and work at Chick-fil-A together. And then she married this guy named Chris, and we're going to talk all about it. So endure and enjoy the banter at the beginning. We think we're so funny. And then we'll get to some really special stuff. Chris shares a story about a mentor that spoke into his life and prophetically said that he was going to be doing things all over the world. So get excited about that story. Then they also share some very practical things that they're doing with their three girls. And I think you'll just enjoy getting to know the people that are behind some amazing music. Enjoy. What's going on? Tomlins, how are you?
Hey, friend.
Good to see you.
Chris was so nice. We've had dinner once at tables next to each other, and he was so great to pretend. He's like, oh, yeah, I remember. But you're so sweet. Okay, so let's back up.
My life, people. Oh, you remember me when I such and such? I was like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, totally. Third grade.
Yeah. He's like racking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love it. Well, Lauren, do you want to tell the story or do I? Do you want to remember? Do you remember how we met? Can you tell the good folks? It goes back to North Point and my mom's.
Oh,
your mom's purse at a. Yeah.
I don't remember the.
Okay, I'll tell you. You've lost it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, mom, neither of us were at North Point. My sister was working there. So, my mom goes to like be nice mom and go to church and sits down at a chair. You know, it's a massive auditorium. There's a purse next to her and the person's not there. Well, they come back in and it is Sandy Bricken is your mom,
right.
And they were friends at Auburn. They were in each other's weddings, and they have not seen each other since. So they have a full-on freak out,
right,
and are like trying to catch up. I'm sure there was like, who knows who was on stage worshiping, but they're chatting. And then she says, well, how are you? Well, my daughter Lauren wants to work at Chick-fil-A. She's like, my daughter works at Chick-fil-A. Is that crazy?
That is crazy. So you got me in.
I know.
You got me in.
No, Lauren. I'm like, oh God, everybody wants to work at Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, send me this person's resume. And then I get it. I'm like, oh, she's legit. Like she's Miss Auburn. So she's going to have no trouble. So I just slid the resume over to the boss and you were in.
Well, and I bet you marched right down to the third floor, right? What was HR?
As if you were my idea. I'm like, look at this jewel I've found out in the wilderness. But Chris says, that's how I know your beautiful wife. So I will say, I want to give you, how many Grammys and Dove Awards do you happen to know on the top of your head?
You know, I have about 30 Dove Awards and been nominated many, many times for Grammys, but have only won one time. And that's enough to say you're a Grammy Award winner. Yeah.
That's correct. Well, I'm here to tell you, I meant if I had time, I was going to like put together an actual award for you, but I think I'll mail it. But your award for life, a lifetime achievement, you married and secured Lauren.
That's
Brooklyn.
True.
Like Trail of Tears is what I remember.
No one has ever said that.
That's true. It's a big deal. I remember when the guy who introduced me to Lauren said, "Hey, I know this girl, and you need to meet her. She's single right now. She does not stay single very long because there's such a long line of guys." And so I remember that was the very first thing that came. That made an impression on me. I was like, "Okay, I need to figure this out." And it took me a while to figure it out. We don't need to get it. It's another podcast.
But yeah, you don't want to cover that. But, you're like, actually, I do. That's a really
no, he's not wrong because I loved working with Lauren. You can imagine she's extremely talented. She's funny. She's wise beyond her years. She would just bring these moments of like Jesus clarity to all of us old people. And we're like, wow, you're 22. Like, how are you bringing that sort of discernment into the room? But it would be like a Monday activity. We'd like all huddle around her office and be like, who'd you go on a date with this weekend?
Oh, God.
Are you going on a second date? And it was typically like so-and-so, no. And Chris was a yes.
Chris was a yes. But what you call it the Trail of Tears, it was my Trail of Tears.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that was
no, the thing. It was dudes.
I love
it. It was crying boys all over the city.
Crying boys.
Keep it coming. I love
the dirt. I was like,
it's always on me.
We could do 30 minutes just on this.
It's always on me. So I really appreciate this right now.
Oh, he's loving it.
One more hilarious comment that I feel like you need to know. Ron's going to kill me. So Lauren had come over. We were hanging out at my house. We're chatting with newlyweds. And you were dating Chris. And he was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He writes some worship songs. And he's like, you know what? I'm not like, basically, like, I'm not really feeling it. Like, they're so repetitive is what he said.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, first of all, that's so offensive to her boyfriend. Second of all, that's the point. You know, like, you're supposed to like enter in and sing it and remember. And so now I just love to kid. I'm like, hey, how was your critique on Chris Tomlin?
He is the musician. Loser. You know, Ron, this is his new career, right?
Yeah. He's got like 8 fans. You've got 30 Dove Awards. So let's just keep that. Okay. Enough story time. Chris and Lauren, what does your life look like right now? I'm sure it's crazy. Tell us what it looks like around the Tomlin home.
Oh, well, we're back in school. And so that is, that means our life is ruined.
Pretty much.
It is. We
feels like a fire drill every day.
No, just,
it feels like a fire drill.
You know, you're at the beck and call of the school schedule. And I don't really like that, being a musician and kind of being able to call my, you know, making my own schedule for so long. I don't like this growing up and having to be at somebody else's schedule all the time. But it's what it is. And our girls are thriving. We have 3 girls. And they are amazing. And right now we're Uber and we are just all over, going all over the place, helping our girls get to wherever they're going. And then
I mean, it really feels like we should have majored in logistics.
Yes.
Like legitimately.
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3's a lot. 2 is a lot. But Lauren, I'm sure people get that assumption and go like, well, why don't you just go on tour? Why don't you just homeschool? How's that go?
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing with that is you typically, in the music world, you either commit 100% and do the road and you live on the road and it's the way you do it. But if you try to straddle it, it makes it hard for the kids in a lot of ways because, you know, they get connected to school here, their friends, their way of life, their activities. So it's either one or the other. And we chose to just root up down here because we always joke, if we go on the road with Chris, they all get sick. No one sleeps on the bus. And then he gets sick and like he's dying.
They would come out with me for a few weeks, especially when we go West Coast. And I remember getting up on the stage one night in California and they were out with me. The whole family was out. And I said, hey, just let you know, got the whole family out. I put the picture up. Everybody's, oh, that's so sweet. And I said, so just let you know, right now is my break. This concert is my break. And so I'm going to play for about 3 to 4 hours, if that's okay with you, because as soon as I get off this stage, it's back to, you know, at that point, it was just, we were diapers crying. No one could sleep on the bus, those kind of things. We're like, maybe we're not cut out for the Partridge family.
No.
And we'll, yeah. So that's what we've.
That's awesome.
Making it work.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Hey, Lauren, let's start with you. How would you say Chris is succeeding as a dad? What are some things that, or one or two things that you admire about the way he's parenting your girls?
You know, the one thing I love the most about Chris, there's a lot of things, but he keeps the main thing the main thing. And so legitimately, God is focused, but it is our family. And that is very much the intention of where he puts his energy. He says no to a lot of things. There's a lot of great opportunities with amazing people. And as much as he would want to do them, I'm surprised at how often he says no, because I think he sees how finite the time is with us at home, or with the girls at home too, in the season, and is really like leading our family. And so one of the things that he did that has just been really special, or we did as a family, but you really led out on it, was he came up with core family values that we review on Sundays with our girls. And I'm kid you not, they're very clear. The girls remember them. They're simple phrases. Why don't you share a couple of those?
Yeah, I mean, the simple phrase, lots of phrases people will know and understand immediately. Gratitude is the attitude. We want to teach them that we're grateful people. Our family is grateful for what we have. I am third, you know, God,
you
others,
know
me. One that Lauren came up with, stay low. Our family, that's a core value of our family, to stay low, to stay at home, to be humble people. Enough is enough. That's a big one. Enough is enough. They totally get that. It means that everybody always wants more. No matter what you have, you always want more. And to be content with what you have, and the good and the bad of life. And we have about 10 to 11 of those. And
well, they keep adding.
And we keep adding.
We've got to simplify.
Yeah. And, you know, but I love doing that. I love just things that they can just, little nuggets they can take and remember and have fun with.
Yeah. Man, that's good that they're memorable like that. Like, I think when I was at Buckhead Church back in the day, and we did our baby dedication with Jeff Henderson, Lauren, you'll remember.
Yes.
They asked us to write down five values, and I have them in my Bible, and they're core values, you know, like encouragement or generosity or humility. But I love that you did it in a way that the girls could remember. It's huge, huge, huge. So well done. All right, Chris, it's your turn. Let's talk about Lauren. How is she succeeding as a mom, and what do you admire?
One of the things I admire, I mean, a lot of things. Lauren is she's a fierce person. She is fierce love, just an absolute, she's amazing in so many ways. But one of the things I love is that she does a lot of unseen things. She has so many opportunities that she could be doing. She said that about me, but truly, Lauren is so gifted and could be in all over the place, speaking, traveling, doing all kinds of things, and she always chooses. She has chosen to not do that. She's chosen a back seat of that, and I've really admired that about her. She chooses that the girls are what's most important in our family. She is someone of incredible discernment. Lauren has incredible discernment, and I have found that that has been one of the greatest things of our family. Is she has such a discernment for what our kids need, for what our girls need. At this moment, and whether, you know, it's so many things, whether the school or the pace or all those kind of things, she just has this wisdom about her that, you know, I'll question it. She knows it. I'll question it all the time. And she keeps coming back to, oh, she's right. And I just have to go, oh yeah, you're right. And so I appreciate that. She's very like, this is what I feel. And she has she teaches the girls. Another thing I love, she teaches the girls to listen to God in prayer. One of the things that when, just simple going on right now, and when she takes the girls to school, one of the things I love is that as soon as they make this one turn into school, it's okay, let's pray, but let's see what God has, what does God want to say to you today? Mm. What does he think about you today? And to the girls, and they're giving them a confidence. I think our girls one day, I know our girls are going to one day that, you know, are going to look back and go, wow, I knew I had a great mom, but I had no idea I had that good of a mom.
New from Zondervan, two Bibles that will help you connect with your identity in Christ.
Drawing on the truths of Scripture, Flourish, the NIV Bible for Women, will strengthen women with insights and encouragement for the issues they face every day. Meanwhile, Rooted, the NIV Bible for Men, focuses on godly character and faithful living as it highlights timeless virtues that are still valued today. Both Bibles include articles that expose commonly accepted myths of our culture, misconceptions about love, relationship, God, fulfillment, faith, and identity, and how to refute them with God's Word, along with profiles of men and women of the Bible. And that's not it. Each Bible also aims to provide clarity into the attributes of God and provides questions for growth. Together, these new Bibles from Zondervan offer the knowledge, strength, and clarity to navigate life's challenges with Scripture as your guide. Find out more and order your copy at amazon.com/flourishandrooted. Again, that's amazon.com/flourishandrooted. Have you guys heard of the online learning program called IXL? My kids were actually required to do IXL as a part of their school, and they would roll their eyes when it was time. But I think they would tell you years later, and I would tell you, that it really worked and it helped them so much. They received the help they needed in subjects where they were struggling. And I know other parents at our school that used it for their kids that are ahead and they weren't getting challenged enough in the classroom. IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum and your child's classroom learning. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting it to each child. It meets them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them to choose how to learn. And the best part is IXL is easy for parents. Don't we need that? One site gets you all you need, and IXL customizes learning for each child in your family and their specific needs. IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, and it makes it simple to find activities for the exact skills that you are covering. It also offers instant feedback and explanations of the topics as the kids use the program, which is super helpful. So you can feel confident as a parent that your kids will gain an understanding of the skills they are learning. Make an impact today on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And pardon the mess, listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. You probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses. I've been talking about that lately. But did you know they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light as air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate your temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. So listen up, hot sleepers. This one's for you. This bedding is perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months. Hello, Texas summer. Avocado sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable, and they help regulate your temperature so you can sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. And just like those mattresses, avocado bedding is crafted from renewable, biodegradable materials with the highest social and environmental standards. So it's better for you and better for the planet. And beyond that sustainability, this bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to crawling into your bed every night. Head on over to avocadomattress.com to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better.
Man, that's awesome. And not surprising, as I've known you for some years. And I think, Lauren, wherever we pick up 10 years apart, 5 years, 6 months, like you are doing what Chris just said in local and one-on-one ways. So just because you could be on a stage, and not that that's bad, I watch you minister to people like me and our friend Elizabeth and whoever you come into contact with at the carpool line. Like, that is how God wired you to, like, hear his voice for them, call out their value. And you're extraordinarily gifted at it. And you've always been. So I appreciate the way you do that behind the scenes, like you said.
I thought you were going to have to share the late story about when I showed up late after, remember that meeting? And Rod's like, let her sink. Let her just sink. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. So she showed up. My recollection is we were all down at the Chick-fil-A seminar at 6:30 a.m.
Yes, 6:30.
we were like, you know, the whole team was there, and Ron had come because you could bring your spouse, and he was just kind of watching. I mean, he's come from a super competitive, like, Home Depot environment. He didn't understand Chick-fil-A. He's like, why is everybody so nice to each other? This is just weird. So we're all like looking around, and we're like, hey, where's Lauren? Where's Bricken? And we call you, and you had overslept.
Oh, yeah.
And you come hauling down, like, hair on the head, two different name tags, one name tag upside down. And I'm like, we're trying to like pick you up and hide you from the boss. And Ron goes, guys, let her flounder. You'll rise to the top.
Yes. Yes. He said that. It was like, he was cutthroat. Like, oh, it was like, yeah. But honestly, truthfully, you nailed it on the head. Like, I wasn't made for the corporate world. Very much that's you, Courtney. Like, you said, 15s and strategy and PR. I mean, it's just phenomenal. And so that was an interesting shift of owning who I am more to be. And that was the early beginnings of valuing what isn't necessarily typically of value, if that makes sense. Which a lot of moms, that is the role that moms are playing, you know, like.
For sure.
Yes. Like, it is a role that is, I believe, undervalued across the board. And so just to, again, be reminded of that significant part of the little things in life.
Yeah, I love that. Hey, as I was listening to Holy Forever, I remember you talking about this on Sissy and David's podcast. So I have a little bit of a background on this, but what is it like to hear Chris's songs, see and worship? Are you just a mess? Or at some point, as you'll get to, as they're playing in the car, are you like, okay, I'm over it. Holy Forever. Next song, Matt Redman.
Right. You know, it's one of those things. I love the whole process because I'm at the onset. You know, by the time a song makes it out into the masses, we've already played it so much.
Oh, I mean,
we've heard it, the mixes, the production, he's like messing with things. And so by the time it makes it out into mainstream and everybody starts catching on, it is true. There's an element where we're onto whatever else he's creating, which is really sweet.
Okay.
That there's always the creative process. Like, he gets all of his songs in the tub. He is a tub soaker. Nobody knows that. Like, he literally,
you've heard it here first.
Exactly. But literally all the songs,
that's true,
it happens. It's a hot water. I mean,
I put my phone next to the tub at night and just hit record and just have all kinds of thoughts, all kinds of songs. I don't know why.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's weird.
I hear from God thoughts. Like, I don't hear songs, but I hear thoughts
yes.
if I'm in the shower or if I'm walking outside,
yes.
which is funny because I don't exercise right now in Texas heat. So I'm like, I hadn't had a new thought in
wow.
6 months. Like,
it is. Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you this. So what is God teaching y'all right now? And you can be honest. Ron and I just got back from 3 days with y'all, our mutual friend, Brooke, in Colorado. And we did kind of some goal setting and just pulled away. And it was interesting to get in the same room as a couple and just really be honest. It was more like counseling, but it was supposed to be life planning. We're like, oh man. So what is he teaching y'all together as a couple? It's not easy to raise children with another human, I'll just say.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to take that?
You go ahead.
Well, I think I kind of touched on it a little bit. It's seeing value in the little things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we are in a society and a culture where the idea is more, you can do more, you can be more, you can do all things, you can be everything. And I think that is a lie that we're fed because it does come with a price. And typically those who are impacted the most by being overextended and being overinvolved, it's those closest to us. It's our spouse and it's our kids.
Yeah.
And so I think we're just really in a place of trying to simplify. Always trying to simplify and seeing the beauty in the little things. And there's a book that I actually love. It's by Dr. Ross Campbell. It's called How to Really Love Your Child. It's a very simple read. It's probably from the 80s. But it's an incredible book because it talks about basically every child has a love tank. And we think as adults, well, I can say the words and you'll catch it. And what he's saying is children are different, that it's actually your love more than your words. And so he basically refines it to three things, and it's eye contact, physical touch, and focused attention. And how those three things, the more you see the value in that, which I think in this age that we're in, you know, with devices and everything that's going on, those are the things that can be compromised right away. I mean, I catch myself all the time multitasking. It's like, Mom, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Or Elle's like, put the phone down. I mean, this is like my 2.5-year-old, right? So it's constantly something that I think we are circling the wagons on and trying to create time together as a family and seeing how the little things matter. And there's this funny story.
Yeah.
There's a really good story. So I think it was spring break. We were already out in Park City skiing. And Chris had this invitation to take our family to a private mountain. And when I say private mountain, this is a mountain range.
Insane.
That is bigger than Park City, Deer Valley, and Canyons. Huge. And it's private. It's got its own bubble lifts. We went out as a family. We took the girls. I mean, we thought we are giving them the most incredible experience. I mean, we're taking in the vistas at the top. Like, oh my gosh, this is a memory that they will remember for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And so we had a blast. We were like cutting it up. We were the first on the powder. No one was out. We didn't see another soul except the people who were with us. So at the end of the trip, we do a recap of like, hey, what was the most favorite memory of the trip? Okay, you ready for this? It was when they played basketball in the gym with their friends, our good family friends. We played basketball in the gym. And
we're like, okay.
I was like, it said a lot to me because it said that it really is about the little things. Like, I think we're fed the lie too, that the bigger the trip or the grander the experience, or you can look at other families who can afford X, Y, and Z and you can't. We underestimate the little things.
Yeah. I just want to piggyback on that.
Oh my gosh.
I was, it's most well said I've heard it in a long time. Just this week, I had the most amazing opportunity to sit down at a little round table with the Vice President Pence. And he was here in Tennessee, at this moment campaigning for president. Someone said, would you like to have dinner with Vice President? I'm like, yeah, of course. I mean, I don't care if you what side of the aisle you're on. If you get an opportunity like that to sit down and talk to somebody, hear what they say, I'm like, yeah, that'd be amazing. And I had met him before, and I knew he was very warm. But we were talking, so I got to connect with him. And we were talking. He said, Chris, I just finished a new book with my daughter. He goes, I love your music so much. Good, Good Father's one of my favorite songs. He said, I just finished a book with my daughter. I think you'll really like. I was like, really? He said, yeah, it's called Home for Dinner. Go Home for Dinner is what the book is called. And he said,
wow.
Are you ready for this? I hope everybody catches this because this blew me away. He said, I'm often asked, where do I see myself 5 years from now? And I get that all the time. I get that question all the time. So, what do you see yourself doing 5 years or 10 years from now? He goes, I get it asked all the time. He goes, and my answer is always the same. He said, I hope I see myself home for dinner. And he said, what I mean by that is, he said, I don't need anybody else I don't need any motivation to do things or to be driven or to make impact in this world. I got enough of that in myself. What I need is to be home for dinner with my family. That's what I need more than anything. Wow. And I thought, my goodness, what an incredible, it was just a great way of saying everything I feel. That is the most, at the end of the day, that is the most important thing is when people ask me, you know, what do? I really need to be answering, I'm a dad versus I'm a musician, you know?
Yeah.
And because that's what I really do. And that's the most important thing. I thought people would appreciate that. I guess it's a plug for his book. I'm sure it's going to be great, but, I love that. I love the how simple that was. That really meant something to me. I was like, yeah, home for dinner. This is coming from the second most powerful person in the world, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, wow.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm so glad you shared it. And it's funny timing because last night, and Lauren knows my husband's just a cut up. He's hilarious. So we're sitting around the den and they're talking about their homework. And I have teenagers, so a ninth grader and a junior. So they're both got their phones, but they are in the room and they want to be in the room with us. And because of Ron's job at American, we literally could be anywhere in the world and we get to fly. But they love being in the den with us. We do the table, but we do the den really well. Like Ron will just turn on music. He loves teaching them music. They'll show us, they'll airplay like some funny photos of their friends. And Ella had to write as an assignment for English. It was a creative writing assignment. It was like, I come from Mimi and Mike. And then she talked about my parents. And I come from Grammy Poppy. And then she wrote about us. And she said, I come from Court and Ron. And it'll make me cry. And she's like, I'm about scripture memory and great songs or something like that. And because Ron drove them to school every morning and they would learn music and he would play them Bon Jovi and, you know, Def Leppard and Prince and Madonna and Chris Tomlin. And, but we're seeing the fruit of it and we're seeing how true that is. Wow. And we're seeing that that's what they remember and that's what they want. And so you're dead on and we can all use that reminder because as they're about to graduate, you're feeling this panic. Like, do we do that? Do we take them here? Do we show them this? And
yes.
They just want more time. Yeah.
That's it.
More time. Wow. That's so beautiful, Courtney.
Awesome, awesome. One more question that's similar to that one is, how would you like to encourage other parents? Is there another thing that you wish, you know, just you could broadcast to people and just hold them tight if they're stressed or if they're overwhelmed and just really encourage their hearts today?
First thing I would say is that my father-in-law, Lauren's dad, says it really well, but the parenting is the highest of highs and lowest of lows. And it is very true. Mm-hmm. And so that it's thankless. It's a thankless job. And so if you feel like, man, are they really getting this? Is like, I'm doing my best and it does, nothing seems to be connecting. Well, let me encourage you that it is, and that you are a parent and you are, and there's so many people in the same boat and we're all in the same boat together, and just be encouraged that it is the high, that to be a parent is, it's the, some of the best days, and then it's some of the lowest days, and because it's who you love the most, it's who you're connected to the most. And so I would encourage you to hang in there and just know you're making an impact, even though it's a thankless job, especially being a mom. I mean, because a mom is, you know, I read this article that in hours, a mom is working 2.5 jobs a week in hours.
Wow.
And that's, imagine you got three jobs. Almost three jobs, 40-hour week.
Then that explains why I'm tired.
Yeah. And so that's big. That's a big
deal. All the moms are like, amen, Chris. Amen. Okay. I want, Lauren, would you say anything? I have one more question for Chris, but anything you would say to moms out there?
Just again, to recognize that you play an irreplaceable role. And, you know, the mother, there's a book that it's actually mainstream. It's not a Christian book. So I'm going to frame it up like that. But it was amazing. It was referred to me by my counselor, and it talks about, it was unbelievable to hear in the secular world, her define the power of a mom and how it is absolutely irreplaceable, that a man has his specific roles, and she really frames up, it's like the man frames up the self-esteem and the coordinates and their GPS of kind of their self-esteem, but as a woman, it's safety, it's nurturing, it's being seen. And so to read the book was amazing because I think it came from the secular world. There was just all the more emphasis and being blown away at her saying that that women who haven't fully received the love of mother then go on the rest of their lives trying to fill that through other women. And it can affect how things take shape with men. So she essentially says the mother very much has a irreplaceable role psychologically and biologically that no one else can fill. And so on some level, when I read it, it was just such a huge reminder that the daily unseen, as he said, is so significant. And that would be my biggest encouragement, is to stay in the game and to not buy into the lie that, you know, if you go chase this many activities to be involved or else that's coming your way of pressures to really focus on this moment, what's before you, because it does change and they do, you know, they grow up, right? And they probably don't need you in the same way.
Enduring, resilient, courageous. These are qualities we want to describe our faith in God. But the truth is that faith is hard, especially when trials, setbacks, and failures seem to define us. Author and Bible teacher Alexandra Hoover invites you to join her for her newest Bible study, Without Wavering, Resilient Faith Built on the Promises of God.
Alexandra Hoover will offer encouraging words of hope and examples of unwavering faith from the Bible. Drawing inspiration from the examples of faith in Hebrews 11 and the early church, you'll see that life's challenges don't have to define you. Through hope in Christ, you can become the woman who weathers the storms of life with renewed strength and confidence in who God is and who He says you are. Learn more about Without Wavering at lifeway.com/withoutwavering. That's lifeway.com/withoutwavering.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's amazing. Do you mind sharing the copy, the title of it? Because I'm going to get this DM multiple times. What's the name of that book?
Yes, it's called, I actually got it. And again, I'm going to frame up. It has some content in it, just given, it's called Mother Hunger.
Yeah.
But what I love about it is for those who didn't have mother, whether it was Alzheimer's or she was checked out, it kind of is for those women. And I had an amazing mother. Like, who's still engaged, and so do you. But I recognize this, and my counselor really wanted me to read this because she was like, I think you need to see, again, in the broad scope, the power of mother and the choice you're making. And it just made me really appreciate that. So I think it could be for those who missed mother and those who had a great mother to affirm that role.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you for sharing that. Hey, Chris, I want to end here. I heard you again on Sissy and David's. It was like a sneak. I was like my research. I could listen to what y'all were talking about. But if you want to give us the mini version of the person that spoke into your life powerfully, because I was thinking, Lauren, for you and I, and you know what I'm talking about, the person that like gave you a prophetic word.
Yes.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. Lauren, so you and I had Lisa Churchfield. So we worked for a lady that saw value in both of us.
100%.
She was one lady, but she saw bigger than our job at Chick-fil-A. And she's still in our lives. Yeah. And when I started my first ministry, she slid a $5,000 check across the table at Lage's wedding and said, I believe in what your dream is. And I tried to pay her back and she said, pass it to the next late woman. And I'm like, oh.
Wow.
So I want that for my children. And I see them it happening at our local church. But Chris, tell them what a power of us speaking value into another child or value into another person and what that did for the trajectory of your life.
Yes, I was just graduating high school and had an opportunity, my first opportunity to play at this youth week, this big youth week event at East Texas where I'm from. And I was so excited and I never been invited to play anywhere before outside of my own church. And I always tell people, you don't know if you're any good. You only play at your own church because no one's going to tell you the truth at your own church. And so I'm getting an opportunity. I'm playing it. And I don't know really any songs. And I get a call right before it's about a month before this event. And I was like, I cannot believe I've committed to play a week event because I don't know many songs. And I get this call, and it's a deep voice on the phone. It's like, hello, my name is James. It's like, hey, James, I'm Chris. He's like, yes, Chris. I'm calling you because I'm speaking at this youth event. And the reason I'm calling you is I've never heard of you, and I've never heard of your music. And I'm wondering what kind of music you do, because if we're going to be together for a week, I've got to know what kind of music you play. And I was like, well, James, the reason you never heard of me is I've never done this before, and you're calling me at my parents' house. I live at my parents' house. I'm in high school. And he was just like,
what?
He could just a long pause on the phone. He's like, well, what kind of songs do you play? And I was like, well, James, I know like three songs. I got about three songs. And he's like, okay. He's like, he goes, can I send you some music to learn? So this guy sends me music. I was like, yeah. So he sends me CDs and tapes. I don't know if you remember CDs and tapes, those of you who are listening. But yeah. It was an amazing time in music. Yeah. And he sends me these CDs and tapes on the mail. I get them. I learn all these songs. I come ready. I got a stack of note cards. I've learned all my songs. And it's everybody else. You know, it's other people's songs. And I come there, and every night I get up there, and I'm just looking at note cards. I'm scared to death to look at anybody. I won't look at – it's about 500 kids all my age. It's about as big as my town that I'm from. I'm just like, oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm doing this. And I'm standing there. I never acknowledge anybody. I just kind of look at my note cards, sing my songs. And each night, you know, I did the very best I could, but I just didn't know what I was doing. At the end of the week, what we're getting to here is at the end of the week, this guy named James comes to me, and he says, man, he goes, I just got two things I want to share with you. I was like, okay. And I'm leaned in. And he's like, one is you have no idea what you're doing. And I was like, oh, wow, thank you so much. Appreciate that. And he said, secondly, he said, you have no idea how God's going to use your songs all over the world. And I was just like, what? I remember staring at him like, what are you talking about?
Right, because you're a little small town, Texas. Oh, like, you're not Dallas. Like,
no, I'm from a tiny town, and we have one Dairy Queen and a red light. That was it.
Yes.
And that was it. One red light, nothing. And I didn't have any songs. I mean, I'm looking at note cards, playing other people's songs. And it was these early worship courses. And he said, I've been praying for you this week. And as I've been praying for you, I feel like God is speaking to me that you're going to write songs. And the whole world's going to sing those songs. And I just couldn't comprehend what he was saying. And then he just put his hand on my head, looked straight at me, put his hand on my head. There was no head bowed, eyes closed. It was just looking right at me. And he said, God, would you make Chris a psalm writer for his generation? And it was like lightning went through me. It really was. It was a marking moment, wow. One of the marking moments of my life. Mm. And so grateful for him. And you know, the power of a blessing, power of somebody seeing something that you would never see in yourself. I would never dream this. It wasn't something I was looking for. I was never thinking that I was going to do this for a career. And then God started opening all these doors. And years later, that same James gives me a call and says, hey, I think I want to run for, he said, I've been doing ministry most of his life. He said, I feel like God wants me to, kind of run for office and be in politics. And I was like, really? And he said, yeah. He said, would you help me campaign? And I was like, okay, yeah.
Like full circle.
And, and he was Oklahoma, and he was a House of Representatives for Oklahoma. And we went to every Walmart in Oklahoma, and, I would draw a crowd, and he would get up and share his, you know, vision for Oklahoma. And I was like, okay, this is crazy. And he won. And then I was thinking, oh, that's cool. That's amazing. I have a friend who's in the House of Representatives. And then I turn on TV one day, and it's Wolf Blitzer on CNN talking to my buddy, Senator James Langford. If you ever see the Senator James Langford on the TV, he's always on TV talking about something. And
well, because he oversaw.
He oversees the foreign relations. Right now he's on the finance committee. He said he's in charge of how the $1 trillion is spent of our nation. I mean, just like these kind of small little things. And he's, and when you see that guy, if you see James Langford, that's the guy when I was 18 years old who put his hand on my head and said, you're going to write songs, the whole world's going to sing them. And it's crazy. You just the
incredible.
God writes amazing stories. God writes amazing stories of people's lives, yeah. And is in the little details, you know. And amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and as we close, I would say, looking at you both, like Lauren, we joke about Trail of Tears, but God had someone very, very special in mind for you. And Chris, same with you. Like, it's just the sweetest thing to see two world changing. Like, your hearts are so pure for the Lord. And I just love that he's expanded your territory literally around the world together. And I just love it. But Lauren, as we say goodbye, Lauren, Chris, is there anywhere you'd love people to connect with you and anything you're doing in the world that you'd like people to know about?
I'll let you take it, babe.
Yeah, there's God really opened our eyes to the great need in this country of kids that don't have the things that we're talking about on this podcast, that don't have moms and dads, that don't have family, that are it just breaks your heart to think there's so many kids in our country, right here in our own backyard, that are abandoned, that are very vulnerable, that have just through no fault of their own, find themselves in really, really hard places, whether in group homes or foster care or just looking for a mom and dad, looking for a family that will take them. And so we've been trying to do our very best to just bring awareness to that and say, hey, there is kids right in our backyard that need great help. And so we have an organization called Four Others. It's fourothers.com. And we, for the last few years, have really leveraged every platform I know how to, and to say, hey, there's a great need here, and we can all do something when we all do a little massive difference. And so that's what the idea of this is. And so what do? We help partners who do amazing work across this country, who maybe don't have the microphone that I have, but they do amazing work. I can help shine a light on what they're doing and let people know, wow, this is how I can get involved and do something. And it doesn't mean you need to foster a child or adopt a child, but all of us, not everybody's called to do that, but everybody's called to care. And that's the idea behind Four Others, is that it makes a massive difference in kids' lives. And it's worth doing, because this is that's the heart of God. I mean, the heart of God at the end of the day is not about songs. It's about, you know, the least of these, those who are in greatest need in our around us. And it's about others. And that's what life really is. And so that's something that God's put on our hearts that we can do at this moment.
Yeah. Thank you both for your time. I know it's very hard to get, and I'm honored that you would be a part of today.
Hey, I love that you're doing this podcast. Like, this is so in your wheelhouse on every single level. So this just makes me happy that we got to be on here with you in your first year. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You're sweet. You're sweet.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Pardon the Mess. As always, we've got more encouragement and resources over at christianparenting.org. And you can also stay connected with us on social media at Pardon the Mess. And if you like this episode, I'd love for you to do two things. Press follow on whatever podcast platform you love, and also be sure to leave a rating so other parents can find us. Remember, you're never alone in this beautiful mess of parenting. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.